Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And we'll talk about that on Monday when we reconvene. Nolan, we have time for the fun house, or do you want to make a couple of comments here about where we talk about Brandon Hyde earlier today?
Yeah, we have just a few minutes, so I'll fill it.
Yeah, I'll try. Man. Do your thing.
A few more thoughts on Brandon Hyde.
Yes.
And another thing. But look, I mean, I stand by my opinion of him, that I don't think he's above all the criticism. I'm not just going to blindly sit here and say, oh, he's fine, you know, let it ride, whatever. But to me, all defenses that you hear out there of Brandon Hyde essentially boil down to, well, he doesn't call the shots. You know, someone else is meddling with the lineup. He didn't buy the groceries. It's not his fault, which to me translates to, well, what does he do?
All he's the in-game manager.
Well, it sounds like people are just saying, well, he's an empty suit.
Well,
so
let me,
just
all right, let me ask you this then. And again, I'm not kissing Brandon Hyde's ass. I'm just throwing out the counterpoint. When they were winning all these games, and he's won Manager of the Year twice from Sporting News, what was going on there?
Well, he deserves credit for that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think the biggest gripe that I have and that I've heard from others is that as the team continues to show that they're moving in the wrong direction, you can question or start to question, well, why are some of your star players doing that? Why are they regressing, even if it is just over the span of a couple years? I mean, we had a texter the other day who said it very well. It makes no sense that players like Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman came into the league with a lot of status, great minor league stints, got off to great starts to their career.
They were both number one prospects at one point in time.
You know, very early all-stars in their career. Gunnar was an MVP candidate for most of last year. It doesn't make any sense for them to start heading in the wrong direction. And again, it's not just 1 month. We keep saying it over and over.
Three of their last four full months have been losing months.
Back to July of last year. So I'll admit that we're not in the clubhouse, so I don't really know, but I would love to be a fly on the wall to really know what his managerial style is. From the outside, to me, it seems like he's a little passive. You know, kind of said, well, these guys, they'll work their way out of it. We're preaching positivity. You know, it'll come. And if that's what you say in the media, fine. Don't create an issue. I'll support that. But I would hope behind closed doors, there's a little more, I don't know, intensity. You know, is he okay with getting in these guys' grill and, you know, chewing them out if it's needed?
They did have a players-only meeting earlier this week. All position players, pitchers, were invited.
So
I like to be a fly on the wall with that one, too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, look, they're giving up
seven
runs a game.
So what you're going to say is, where was Hyde?
Exactly. Why did it get to that point where Cedric Mullins, who frankly should be the leader of the team, the longest tenured player on the team, playing very well right now, he can step up and call that meeting. But Hyde, between that, his comments about Kyle Gibson coming back, finally we have an adult in the room. I don't know. I'm reading between the lines here, and I'm asking, isn't that supposed to be you? Brandon Hyde, are you supposed to be the adult in the room?
Hey, get off your ass, Hyder, says Nolan McGraw.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.